is our returning champion, Helen Lowy from Wayne, New Jersey. Stand by to see Helene play for a BMW 528E, valued at $28,019. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW, valued at $28,019 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. You're very kind. Nice to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back a fine champion. She's been on a roll, Helene Lowy. Hello, Helene.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be back.
I'm fine. Helene, now, you have been winning, taking those dollars, not buying things, putting them into your bank. Jay was talking about the car. That beautiful car would cost on Sale of the Century $530. You now have $493 in your bank.
Yes.
So you must win, and a win with just $37 would do it, and you could say yes and walk away with that luxury car.
I know.
So, and I know you've been looking. Oh, she likes the idea of a car. Well, let me intrigue you further now. You're $147 away from all the prizes we've got on the stage. Just to make you think about that
okay.
A little bit. Good luck, Elaine.
Thanks very much.
Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. She's been thinking car since she joined us.
Yes, she has.
Who do you have for us?
Our first contestant's ambition is to become a professional singer, originally from North Royalton, Ohio. Here's Dick Von Lerda.
Hello, Dick.
Our second contestant works as an insurance and investment executive from Camarillo, California. Let's greet Jack Pinard.
Hi there, Jack. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Jack, insurance and investment executive. What kind of work do you do there, sir?
Well, primarily I train people. I really love my job because I get to show ladies how to make money.
Oh, that's... Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
You are the ladies' expert in your company.
Yes.
Good, good. I don't have to tell you whether you enjoy your work or not, Jack. I can see you do. Good to have you here. And Dick, professional singer is your ambition. How are you working towards that now?
Yes, sir. I like to really reach people and make them happy with my music.
Yeah, well, that's nice. That's a good attitude to go in with. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Good luck, gentlemen. I don't have to tell you, you're up against a tough champion. We'll start all three of you off with $20. I'll ask questions. We'll add $5 to your total for a correct answer. We'll subtract $5, of course, for an incorrect answer. Good luck. We start with this. In the film and on television, name the character played by actor Gary Berghoff in MASH. Helene.
Radar.
Radar, yeah, in both the film and TV. And $5 for the correct answer. Helene goes to $25. What do we call the exclusive rights granted to an inventor? Helene.
Patent.
To Mike and market his product, it is indeed a patent. Two in a row with the champion. She's at 30. According to the adage, he who hesitates, Helene.
Lost.
Boy, she doesn't hesitate at all. It's three in a row for Helene. You are right. Five times in 1984, he appeared on the cover of People magazine. Dick.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, indeed. Michael Jackson it is. Dick gets his first five on the plus side to 25. From the French, meaning sour wine, this acidic substance is often used, Dick?
Vinegar.
With oil to make salads. Vinegar it is. You're right. Dick gets another five, and he goes to 30. Well, it is time now for an instant bargain. Whenever an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And we also have a sale surprise with a bonus come up occasionally. Helene, you have a $5 lead over Dick. The option is yours. You can buy this.
Helene, you can add this coin to your collection, a genuine U.S. $10 gold piece, minted in 1899 in Philadelphia, a real collector's item in uncirculated condition, furnished by the Superior Stamp and Coin Company. This fabulous gold piece is normally priced at $500, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
That's nice. That is beautiful.
$500
gold piece for just $5. You could take that home with the team with New Jersey. Easy. Just put that right in your purse. You would be in a tie with Dick. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't need a lot of money. You really need the win for that car. So a tie, you've got plenty of time to get back into the lead. How confident are you?
I don't know. I'm up against two good challengers.
You are, and they would like you to buy.
I know they would.
I'll give you $100 to help you along. $500 gold piece, $100 in cash for $5. Going once, going twice, no sale. Not in the mood to buy, going for that automobile. Beautiful car it is. Back with us. This graduate of Saturday Night Live is famous for his...
Chevy Chase.
Oh, there's a lot of them. No, his impressions of Frank Sinatra and David Letterman. That's Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo, quick buzzer cost you $5 for the incorrect answer, down to $25. In what southern state would you be if you were standing at the mouth of the Mississippi River? Helene?
Louisiana.
Louisiana is right. Nicely solved by the champion. She goes to 40. In the classic book, what was it that Robinson Crusoe found in the sand, Helene?
Footprints.
And made him realize he was not alone. She is right again. Good anticipation for the champion. Wow. And a $20 lead. Now we play the fame game, not for dollars, but for a pick of the fame game board, where there are money cards, cash, prizes. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in New York City in 1920. At age 11, I played bit roles for 50 cents a performance at the Second Avenue Yiddish Theater. In 1965, I attained Broadway stardom in The Odd Couple. Later, made the movie with Jack Lemmon. Helene?
Jack Klugman.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, that's a big break for the gentleman. We are not playing for dollars, however. You stay at 45. I'll clear the board. Continue for Jack and Dick. I attained Dick.
Walter Matthau.
That's who did the film Walter Matthau. Yes. Klugman did it in television. Dick, you've got a pick of the board. 9 numbers to choose from. What looks good to you?
I'll go with number 3.
And behind number 3, we have a serigraph, a limited edition graphic by Lowell Nesbitt entitled Tiger Lily. This beautiful serigraph is numbered and hand-signed for the artist, furnished by Martin Lawrence Gallery.
What is very nice.
Very nice.
$850 worth. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Good game going. Of course, the champion will be back as we start a new round right after we take time out for this. Champion already has enough money for that luxury automobile, but of course she must win. She's at $45, Dick's at $25, Jack's at $20. We're back with this for $5. From the old French word for crust, these small pieces of toasted bread, Helene,
croutons,
are often served with soup and salad. Croutons is right. She is right again. And a $25 lead for the champion. The number one selling album of 1984 was Can't... Dick?
Thriller.
Oh, I can't Thriller? No, it was Can't Slow Down. That was the number one. Who did it? Lionel Richie did it. And again, the quick, old Dick the musician, down to 20. What is the 26th letter of the alphabet, Helene?
Z.
Z is right. Helene beats Dick in the buzzer and goes to 55. The old legend says that he discovered the law of gravity when an apple fell. Dick?
Newton.
By George, you've got it that time. You timed it right back up to 25. Yeah. But Helene... Now, I said you needed $37 in the win for the car. You are at 55 now. You've got a $30 lead. You could add this to your winnings.
Helene, you'll enjoy KitchenAid Superba portable dishwasher. It converts to a built-in when remodeling or building. It has a special soak cycle, energy saver, and a hardwood cutting board top, furnished by KitchenAid. And Bernadotte de Limoges 6-place porcelain dinnerware set. Elegant china enhanced by traditional design, interpreted for today's styles. Furnished by Bernadotte de Limoges. It's normally priced at $1,179, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Very nice. Thank you, ladies.
Very nice.
Beautiful, beautiful washer for these beautiful, beautiful plates for $10.
Yes.
Now, you've got a big lead.
You've got
a $30 lead. Of course, your lead would be cut to $20. Still enough money for the car.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not enough money for the soap for the washing machine.
Oh, it needs a lot of soap. Yes.
A lot of soap. $200 worth of soap, and you'd still have a $20 lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Closing in on that car, doesn't want to buy even one of the $30 leads. She's a tough lady. What is the term for the thick layer of fat that lies just beneath Helene?
Dermis.
The skin of sea mammals such as whales and seals. First time the champion's taken a backward step in a while. That's blubber. You lose $5 down to 50. What's the name of the bay that nearly bisects the state of Maryland? Jack.
Chesapeake.
There you go. Jack's on the scoreboard now on the plus side of 25. The Jack put all the ladies that he helped invest all applauded for Jack. Up to 25. Name the oldest man ever to take office as president of... Helene?
Ronald Reagan.
Yes, indeed. Ronald Reagan it is. And Helene, back to 55. Name the Russian despot who earned the nickname that...
Ivan.
The terrible I was going to say, and Ivan is what you should say, and you did. Helene, up to 60. According to tradition, who was the last person to be seated before a wedding begins? Jack?
Father of the bride.
No. No, it's the bride's mother. You lose five. No, it's never the bride's father because he's already fainted from getting the bill for the wedding. We'll be right back. Has enough money for that luxury car she's been eyeing, but she must win. She's at 60. Dick's at 25. Jack's at 20. And a $15 money card added to the board up there. That might cut into Helene's lead, gentlemen. We're looking for a famous place. I am a huge ball of rock in space, more than 4.5 billion years old. My average speed is, Dick?
The moon.
You are right with limited information. Dick gets that pick of the board.
Jim, I'll take number 7.
And behind number 7 we have Mystery Money, offering again.
Well, you got a beautiful artwork the last time. Now you've got a chance for cash, but we don't know how much. Do you want to take the cash? Helene thinks you should take the cash.
I bet she does.
Might find the money card to get close to her. She's got a pretty good lead right now. You're at 25, Dick. She's at 60. Do you want the money or pick another number?
I'll pick again, Jim. I'll take number 5.
And behind number 5, we have golf clubs. Spin Seekers Lightweight Metal Woods, a set of Olympic Very Light P356 woods with matching Very Light irons and professional staff bag, furnished by Spin Seeker.
Well, that's over $1,000 worth of golf clubs. They are yours. Hope you enjoy those. Helene certainly is thrilled that you got them. So
absolutely.
Back
beautiful.
With us. In 1973, what president made the statement, Dick?
Nixon.
I am not a crook. You are right, Nixon, it is. Dick is quick without anticipation. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That time it did. Their name comes from the Greek meaning messenger, and they are, Dick?
Angels.
They are traditionally believed to be the servants and messengers of God. You are right. He is beginning to anticipate beautifully right now. Who played Henry Fonda's daughter in his last film, Helene?
Jane Fonda.
Oh, Golden Pond. It was indeed his real daughter, Jane Fonda. Helene thinks she better jump in there quick the way Dick's been going. But Helene, a $30 lead and the opportunity to buy this.
Helene, you can satisfy your taste for adventure with this fabulous river expedition. First, we'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. From there, you'll join your river expedition for a wild ride through the Grand Canyon. You'll float aboard comfortable and safe guided boats. Heart-stopping rapids, unspoiled wilderness, and shy wildlife will surround you. This unforgettable trip is normally priced at $2,010. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's nice. Yeah.
I mean, it's lovely. It's over $2,000. We'll even send this grown man to row it across the ground for you. It's
good.
The strangest thing. But, Helene, your lead would be cut in half.
Yes.
Now, you'd still have enough for the car.
I know. But.
But.
I have two
no
guys
but.
Next to me here.
Helene. $700 in cash.
Oh, yeah.
$2,710 worth of great trip, and you still have a $15 lead. Going once.
No sale.
She is eyeing that car. We'll be back to see if she gets it right after this. 15 wasn't enough for you, huh? Well, Helene closing in is a big thing. She has not wanted to buy any instant bargains along the way. Helene at 65, Dick at 35, Jack at 20. We're back with this. Now, this American poet and short story writer created the literary genre of detective, Dick?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Detective fiction with the murders in the Rue Morgue? You are right. Poe it is, and Dick gets the $40 mark. Yes. In what country are the Firth of Forth and the Firth of Tay? Jack?
Scotland.
Scotland is right. Jack the 25. In the classic film Frankenstein, the monster was frightened of one thing. Dick.
Fire.
That's what ended up killing him. Fire it is. Dick the 45. $25 money card added up there on the board. Six numbers up there. Four of them have money cards. 5, 10, 15, and now 25. A famous person. I was born in Philadelphia in 1752. The daughter of a Quaker carpenter named Samuel Griscom. According to American folklore, a visit was paid me, Jack.
Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross is right. I was going to say by a committee headed by General Washington to build a flag or make a flag. Jack, what looks good?
Number 9, Jim.
And behind number 9, we have $400 open again.
Well, Jack, you are trailing right now by $40. Do you want that $400 in cash or do you want to try to find a money card?
I'm going to try to find the money card. Jim, number 2.
And behind number 2, we have $15.
What are those other two big ones?
Find the number 6 and the number 8.
But he finds a $15 money car, and he gets right back into it at $40. And now we finish up the game with the speed round. Certainly, Helene has enough money for that beautiful automobile, but she must win at this point. She has the lead. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Helene at 65, Dick at 45, Jack at 40. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What wedding anniversary is known as the Golden Jubilee? Helene.
50th.
Right. Name the comedian who created characters named Weird Harold. In fact, Dick.
Bill Cosby.
Right. What is a begonia? Helene.
A flower.
Right. Hank is the nickname for what given name? Jack.
Henry.
Right. In the classic old song, where do the deer and the antelope play? Helene.
On the plane.
Wrong. What was the childlike nickname for gangster George Nelson? Helene.
Babyface.
Right. In the movie 1984, everyone was being watched by Big Helene.
Brother.
Right. According to the Anita Loos title, what type of women do gentlemen? Jack.
Blondes.
Right. In a Spanish restaurant, what did you order if the waiter serves you arroz con pollo? Helene.
Rice and chicken.
Right. What's the last name of comic strip characters Blondie and Dagwood? Helene.
Bumstead.
Right. What name the part of a man of Adam's body that the Lord used to make? Helene.
Ribs.
Right. On what continent would you find Lake Victoria? Jack.
Africa.
Right. Name the ancient city that is the capital of Israel. Helene.
Jerusalem.
Right. Who wrote Alice's Adventures in Wonderland? Dick.
Swift.
Wrong. You lose 5, but it didn't make any difference because Helene did it with a big speed round. Congratulations. Back to Helene in just a moment. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland were written by Lewis Carroll. And we didn't get a chance to finish it, but though they answered right, Adam's body that the Lord used to make a woman was indeed the rib. And the deer and the antelope play, it's the rain that's in Spain. Their home on the range is where they are. Got to say goodbye to the gentleman. And Jack, I guess wish now you'd taken that cash. You do have the cash in front of you, and we thank you. And Dick, with a couple of cracks up there, the Fame Game board, you did very well with a beautiful graphic, the golf clubs,
yes.
The cash in front of you. You are over $1,900 for one day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck with your musical ambition.
Thank you.
But Helene Lowry has a chance right now to walk away with a beautiful automobile. Come on up here, Helene. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Helene, you've got $593 in your bank account. Take a look at this.
Put the fun back in driving with the beautiful BMW 528e, featuring an onboard computer and an interior engineered for driving comfort. High performance, advanced technology, furnished by Century Motor Sales. Normally priced at $28,019. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
You've got $593, so you have enough money. That's a heck of a trade. $530 is all it would take for that car. But now, Helene, I must tell you, you are $47 away from all the prizes we have on the stage with another win. You haven't seen all of them. Let us show them to you again now, or show them to you for the first time. First thing you'd look at is a living room set, Jay.
Add elegance to your home with this lovely living room grouping. The sofa and chairs are upholstered in luxurious leather and accented by the contemporary look of birchwood with matching table from Finlandia. This wonderful living room, normally priced at $3,731. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Very nice, very nice. There's a dune buggy as well you might enjoy. And this is very unusual. Take a look at this jukebox.
Here's a welcome addition to your rec room, a jukebox. Designed in the style of post-war jukebox America. Its vintage styling is an explosion of color, highlighted by chrome and mellowed by soft wood shades of intricate cabinet trim. Furnished by Jukeboxes Unlimited. Normally priced at $8,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
I didn't know Greg was that old to know those dances there. Everything on the stage also includes a beautiful trip to Switzerland. There is a wonderful diamond bracelet. And, of course, everything also includes the car. Right now, the car is yours. Everything on the stage is the next thing for $47. If you should get to $750, then we'll give you all the prizes on the stage plus this.
A cash jackpot of $62,000.
So, you can walk away with a beautiful car. But there is a lot more at stake. All those prizes, incidentally, total $66,850, including the car. We'll find out if you're going to take the car and leave or continue to take the risk in just a moment, Helene. Tough decision.
Yes.
Elaine Lowy, who's been doing a lot of winning, adding up a lot of money in the bank account, $593 right now to be exact, enough for you to take a wonderful luxury automobile, take off back to Wayne, New Jersey, or put the money in the bank, needing a win with $47 more for everything on the stage worth over $66,000, get to $750, everything plus the cash. I know you've been thinking about it. Elaine, are you leaving us with that car, or are you going to take the risk that you can continue your winning ways?
I'm going to take the risk. I'm coming back.
She's coming back. Oh, we'll put the $593 in the bank. Elaine needs 47 more for everything. We'll put another 1,000 in that cash jackpot. She'll be competing for 63,000 in cash against two new